Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Teenage Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Mark.
And Isaac is not here. And we haven't done that intro in a while, but recently we got a lot of new followers. So if you're new, welcome. I know you might not be familiar with our voices, but I'm Gael. Hello, this is my voice. I'm Gael. You know, get used to it.
I'm Kayla. I should be pretty easy to distinguish.
Yeah, I mean, you're so good. Yeah.
I'm Mark. I'm usually confused between Isaac and Thomas.
Isaac more often.
Yeah, which I don't get. But this is Mark. Hello. Hope you're going to enjoy this episode.
Hi, I'm Thomas. Not Mark. I don't know how we're getting confused. But this is me. Hello.
And Isaac's not here, but you'll hear him in the next episode, hopefully. So, drugs. Yes, drugs. We tried doing an episode on this last time, but we scrapped it midway through because it was not quality. And also, side note, Isaac is not here. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I think he's sleeping.
I think he took a nap. So, you know, Isaac, hope you're safe. Hope everything's well. So we want to talk about drugs because we were having a little side discussions. And it all started with, if you were to take a drug, what kind of drug would it be?
Who brought it up first?
Me.
You?
I don't know. I was just curious.
So what would it be for you?
Me?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know.
I said I would take psychedelics, you know?
Yeah,
like, to make you
cool.
See stuff, like see God in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want hallucinations. I don't want to be wasted.
Just relax.
Sad. I don't want to just be sad. Yeah. Isn't that alcohol? That's sad.
No.
See, alcohol is a depressant.
Oh. Oh, I guess that's if you drink like a lot then, right?
No, I think that's depressant. What it does.
Yeah.
Like, I think I read something about it, and I know that cocaine
is
makes you a hyper.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word for that?
Cocaine is a... I don't know what the word is for it, but it makes you hyper. Alcohol?
Yeah, yeah.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Sad. Sad bread hours. But what would you take, Mark?
Me?
Let's say you were.
I was listening to a Joe Rogan podcast,
mm-hmm.
and then there's this thing with him, like a bit, about how he always talks about EMT, or is it DMT?
DMT.
DMT.
Right, yeah. Right,
it's this really, like, psychedelic drug where supposedly you would see the actual reality.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You think that's real?
Huh?
You think that's actually real? You see different dimensions.
I mean, when
stuff.
He in that podcast, like how he made it, like how he talked about it, I got convinced, to be honest.
It looked pretty real. Yeah. They talked about seeing gods and stuff.
Really?
And seeing,
yeah. I remember he just saw everything, like the world, like falling, and then he saw this different, like, reality, like a different dimension.
I know.
It's like that plays into the thing of like how all of this is a simulation.
Oh, like, how, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's like the Black Mirror episode.
What,
remember in the Black Mirror Bandersnatch? They do you take the drug.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. But I don't know, man. Drugs are
controversial.
Very controversial,
that's
of
true.
Course. Do you okay, let's see. What could we start with? Because there's so much on this subject. How about, let's start with a little something light, cocaine. What? You? Oh my God, would you ever do cocaine? I don't think I would.
Same.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't it really dangerous?
Well,
it seems too extreme.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's all the stories about like
heart attacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like what a lot of people that do cocaine do.
Cocaine?
No, I meant like crazy stuff.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like crime stuff.
Oh, they cry.
No, crime.
Oh, like, crimes.
Yeah.
They said
like
crime.
on the news story, you know.
Yeah, Halsey got caught doing cocaine, right?
Uh-huh.
Did she?
Yeah, on a yacht.
Oh, I think I saw something.
Living her best life.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do cocaine as a celebrity. Why, like, mess up your health?
I mean, a lot of people do it, surprisingly.
Yeah,
that's true.
Especially celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I was telling you guys that in eighth grade, I remember there was this girl, and I don't know if she was serious or not, but she seemed pretty serious, and she always talked about drugs. I had it for first period, and she sat next to her friend, and all she ever talked about was drugs. She's like, yeah, dude, I was like so high or so drunk yesterday. And then one time they got a little deeper and they were like, yeah, I don't know, I tried cocaine like three times before.
I'm sorry, what grade is this?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
Oh,
eighth grade. So they're what, 13, 14?
What the heck? Was she really skinny?
I can't. I don't believe that is correct for me to answer. But yeah, it was. They were talking about doing cocaine, and they seemed really serious about it, genuinely. So either they were trying to get some.
It was probably fake.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, well, probably what she did was fake. Ghetto.
I don't know.
It's not. I don't think it's that ghetto.
It's not that cocaine. Ghetto, but like.
And she was talking to a friend, so maybe she was being serious about it.
Yeah. You think cocaine's like that easy accessible?
Yeah,
though?
That's what I was thinking. Isn't it hard to get it? And expensive and stuff? Right?
I think it just depends on who you get it from.
Oh, the plug.
Exactly.
You got some plugs? What is a plug?
Homemade.
Whoa. Isn't that meth?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Such a great
honestly,
show.
Honestly,
such a great show.
I watched two episodes, right?
Liar.
Two, three episodes. A while ago. Oh, I told you.
Never mind.
And honestly, it made me a little interested in the drug business. And Narcos,
it's
too.
Interesting.
It is.
It's very interesting.
I'm calling the cops. Yeah.
It's very interesting. There's this show called Dope.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I don't know if it just came out.
Wait, no, it's been out
show
for
or
a while.
Movie.
It's a show.
Oh no, I've seen it on Netflix.
Yeah, I was watching episodes. It's pretty interesting.
Is it about drugs or is
yeah,
it?
Drugs.
I mean, dope.
But yeah, the meth and drug industry seems really interesting. Just the business side of it.
They make millions yeah, of dollars. Uh-huh. So much money.
So much. So easily too.
I
was watching because they get. Three packages of like cocaine, like 3 pounds, and they make this much money. And then in the next, they use that money to make even more money, mm-hmm. and they use that to
and
make
it won't
more
fall
money.
Out, or like it's pretty secure mm-hmm. because they get addicted to it.
Yeah, you know they make like pregnant women swallow cocaine pills and then poop them out later.
Wait, what?
Poop
why?
It out.
To smuggle the drugs across.
Oh pregnant yeah. women.
Yeah. Pregnant
wait,
woman.
Why only pregnant woman? Would it,
I don't
why?
Know. I think maybe you can't see it because there's a baby, so the X-ray doesn't show the pills or something.
Oh,
that's just a guess, though.
Or they if they, like they seem less likely to be carrying like a cocaine pill.
Yeah, because you know they have a baby yeah. in them. So
you think they suffer from the side effects of it?
There's a chance that there was this. At least in the show, one of the women died because 3 pills popped. So that was way too much cocaine in her system and she overdosed. So, you know, dangerous. Don't do cocaine. More of the story. Surprise. I don't think I ever would do coke or meth or anything that extreme, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think psychedelics are pretty light.
They're not light.
Yeah, they're not.
And as in like health effects.
Oh,
and the addiction side of it. I'm not sure. You know, also side note, this episode is a little more just discussing what we know
mm-hmm.
right now. We're not trying to shove facts down your brain about the dangers and the different side effects and the medical terms. We're just trying to talk about it. I think eventually we will do an episode where we go a little more into depth and try to educate. But for now, it's just a discussion, a conversation
it's
about what we know.
Like,
yeah, just what we know and what we think about it.
I feel like a lot of people, or like a lot of young people, like in this area, are exposed to like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So early.
So it has a lot to do with their parents. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad because they can't control it. So it's not their fault.
And the people they hang out with. You know that one area in the local park?
Yeah.
That area used to be like covered in graffiti, like the wall used to be covered in graffiti and like a lot of like thug looking people.
That's very true. Cause in the mornings, Kyle, I don't know if you were there, but every morning, everybody would go towards the back, like where the basketball courts
yeah.
were.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go with my friends to the park, right? To the local park.
Yeah.
And we would just wait until the bell
for school.
School,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
For junior high?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember we would walk back to school and we would just see a group of teenagers just like smoking weed out of an apple.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, you want some? Like, no, I know.
Yeah, they were always there in the mornings.
Yeah.
In the late start.
It's funny
in
how
in the mornings, after school, during school.
Yeah. It's funny how it's out of an apple.
I know.
I never really thought of that. Out of an apple.
You know, I got invited to smoke out of an apple when
really?
I was in...
Did they call
seventh
it something
grade?
Like, or did they just say smoke out of an apple?
Well, my friend was like, hey, you got an apple? And I was like, no, sorry. They were like, damn, okay, never mind. And then like a day later, she was like, yeah, I asked for an apple because I was going to invite you to come smoke with us.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Do you think in the lunch line, like every time they see an apple, they just save it?
That's why they keep stuffing apples in their backpacks. You think it's reusable?
An apple?
It's probably not bad for the environment because, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad smoking.
Yeah. Have you ever got offered weed or any other drug in general? Cocaine?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, smoking weed.
What, do you smoke weed?
No.
No? Really? Ever in your entire life?
Oh. I mean, when I'm older. When I'm older.
Oh, when you're... Oh, I thought you were going to go into it. Not right now,
because I don't think I'm ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my brain is ready for that. It's still growing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like when I'm older, when it's, like, fully developed.
Wait, Mark, you know earlier?
What?
When you said... Do you remember what you said?
What?
About how I would 100% smoke or do drugs.
Yeah.
Why the 100%?
Honestly, I would say the same thing.
Yeah, because of how interested you are in drugs.
That's just because it's in, even Gael agrees. Mm. It is interesting. Yeah.
I thought you would 100%. I could 100% see you doing drugs just because you like the party life.
Yeah.
You too?
What?
Wait.
No, I could see you. The reason I also think I could see you doing drugs for sure is because you like the party life and stuff.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, I thought this was like obvious and stuff.
I mean, would you?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I think so. Maybe. I don't know.
What about you, Thomas?
I feel guilty admitting it.
Oh my God. But you're sinning. You are sinning right
now. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this age. Like Mark said, maybe until I'm a little older.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Not right now. Definitely not right now. And I don't know ever, but I mean, I'll definitely think about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would definitely do it right now.
Right now?
No, I'm kidding. I would not. Honestly, yeah, I would not do drugs right now. When I was in seventh grade, I really did want to like try weed and stuff like that.
In the seventh grade?
Yeah, in the seventh grade. I thought it was so cool. I was like, I wonder what it's like. And I was really determined. But then eighth grade, I just kind of lost interest. I'm like, I don't really want that anymore. The only drugs I would be the lighter ones. So I would smoke weed when I'm older. Past like what's the age where your brain stops developing? I think they said it even goes up as high as 25.
25?
Yeah. Until it's like fully like done.
21, 22.
Yeah, but there's some research that it's even higher than that. So I would do it afterwards simply because one of my goals, big main goals in life is to be as healthy as possible for as long as possible. And my physical health, my body, I really value it. So personally, I would wait as long as I can to do it, at least once I stop developing, and do it in the safest way possible. Because, you know, I'm not trying to mess up my lungs. Like, I really want some pink lungs, dude. Honestly, they're worth a lot. $164,000 per lung, I think.
For real?
I think, yeah.
And you have two lungs.
It might be 300. I don't know. Yeah, you have two. I could breathe out of one nostril. It's no problem.
Would you ever, though?
No, I don't think you can donate a lung. I thought about donating a liver. We're getting off track. But yeah, alcohol, for sure, I would never do it. And you know, it's always weird. Because when it comes to alcohol, it's really weird for me. Because I see my other friends doing it. They all know that I'm really... against it? I don't know if that's the right word. Personally, I just would never do it. I think it's because I've lost people in my life because of alcohol, which has made me hate it and resent it. And like Isaac says, I do not want to stoop down to that level. So that's why I sort of made it a goal in my life to never drink alcohol. So I think the reason I get upset or sad, I get really, I don't know why, but I get really sad when I see my friends that I'm really close to drinking alcohol. Like, I get sad. I literally start just, I feel like I get a panic attack almost. I'm not even exaggerating. It feels like I get a panic attack when I see it. It makes me so sad and just nervous and makes me worried.
I mean, what goes through your mind?
I don't know. It's just, I don't like a feeling. And I think I started to figure out that the reason I feel that way is because I'm scared I might lose them. So that's why I get so scared of it. I think there's such a big culture on alcohol and that party life and stuff that when people know you're strictly against weed or alcohol or drugs in general, they tend to see you as very sensitive, you know, like, oh, don't talk about it near him, he might get upset, and they feel like they have to hide it from you, which that's the reason I have conflicted feelings. Like, do I tell people I don't like when they drink, or do I let them be, right? Because I don't want to be seen as, oh, he's really lame. Like, yeah, don't mention it around him. He's coming, so we better like put that away. Because then I feel like I'm intruding on their fun.
Yeah, I can see, like, I can agree with you, because I have a lot of relatives with drinking problems and stuff. And I have seen the kind of impact it has on them. Like, I don't ever wanna end up like that. But I believe it's okay as long as I would drink responsibly. Mm-hmm. Or responsibly.
Yeah. I feel like that's key. Because earlier this week, I went to one of my mom's friend's party. It was their birthday. And with her friend group, a lot of them smoke cigarettes, like a lot. And then when I was there, I was like one of the only kids there. And there was like a whole group outside smoking cigarettes. And then they got into the house and like I felt scared, like breathing in that smoke, like, oh, what's going to happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
But I felt really uncomfortable because it felt dirty to me.
Mm.
All that, like smoking cigarettes and drinking, right, alcohol. And then it was later in the night. I went to one of the host's room just to stay in to watch like anime or something like that. And then they would like sing karaoke. And I came out just to get water, and like everybody was crazy, or like, you know how like people when they're drunk, like they're like so loud in that, like I felt really uncomfortable. And so when it comes to that, like, or like during that time, I sort of realized like I don't want to be like this, or like I don't want to be in such a like chaotic type of way when I'm actually doing these type of stuff. And then I think like the only time I would drink alcohol would be like I like social gatherings, or like a gala type thing, or like when it comes to that, like you know, those
celebrating
fancy,
an event,
yeah, like those fancy type drinks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like champagne.
Yeah, stuff? Like stuff like that. Like, okay. I think that'd be like the only time where, like, I'm dressed
in a tuxedo.
Well, nice, or yeah. A tuxedo. Or
yes,
something.
Yes. I agree, Mark.
Uh huh. I'm like an announcement type thing, and like, yeah, basically, I'm in the table eating, and I feel like I would be content. Because it wouldn't be like chaotic.
I think with alcohol, a person just needs to know their limit, and they need to know when to stop. Because, yeah, similar to Avi, guys, I've seen people drinking and they just don't know when to stop.
Yeah.
And then they get worse and worse, and they just ruin everything.
Mm.
So, yeah, obviously that's such a bad side effect of alcohol. But that's why I think people just need to limit themselves.
You know? I might have like a controversial opinion here, but personally, I believe that, how do I word it? Okay.
Wait, is wine considered alcohol?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the blue zones, they drink wine like every day or something.
Yeah.
So doesn't...
Wine, champagne, and stuff like that, that's, you know, you have a cup, a glass, and that's basically it.
So would you ever?
Those type of drinks, not certain, I might. Okay, the opinion I have is that I don't think it's necessary to ever drink alcohol, even if you drink it responsibly. I think it's better if you don't drink it in your life. And a lot of people might say, well, if you're drinking responsibly and it won't do much harm and stuff. But that's just how I stand. I don't think there's any need that you should drink alcohol in any circumstance, really. It's really all just the social pressure of it and the culture that we currently have. You know, cigarettes, that used to be a culture. Everyone did it and people were like, okay, just smoke responsibly. And now it's shameful.
But now they just shifted to vaping.
Yeah, vaping. Yeah, that too. But cigarettes are now, almost everyone sees it as gross. Almost
they are.
The majority. Yeah, they really are. And they really are.
I don't like them.
And alcohol is pretty gross too, in my opinion. But the reason it seems appealing to people is because enough people do it that they think it's less gross. They don't see it as gross as cigarettes, even though it's basically almost equal, in my opinion, at least. You know, I get my voice gets really shaky when I start to talk about these things. I don't know why. Every episode, my voice gets shaky.
I heard your voice shake.
Did you hear my voice shake?
Like you're breathing in and out. Yeah. I heard it.
It's not even because I'm nervous or sad or anything. My voice just gets shaky and I can't control it. I'm perfectly fine. I'm not getting emotional, but my voice starts shaking. I don't know why. But that's my opinion on alcohol. It really hurts when I see people do it. It also, I get confused because I feel like I shouldn't be so lame and just let them live their life. If they want to drink, it's their life. But that's just how my stance is on that.
You're against like alcohol on that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then you say that you're good with smoking weed.
Mm.
And then for me, that's like the opposite. Or it just shocks me that you're okay with smoking weed, but not alcohol.
It's because I don't see a single pro to what are the health benefits of drinking alcohol besides, you know, wine and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Beer, what are the health benefits? There haven't really been any. There's a lot of science that supports smoking weed, and the fact that it's used as medicine also makes it a lot more credible in my opinion. That's how I view it. I don't view drugs as bad. I think if it's clearly harmful to your body, then I don't see why you would take it.
Wait, what did you mean when you said that drugs and alcohol are the same thing? Remember when you said
So before we started the episode, we're like, we should talk about drugs and alcohol and stuff. You're like, what? Wait, you want to talk about alcohol too? I'm like, yeah, it's a drug, right? And you don't consider alcohol a drug?
I don't.
Yeah, say, I don't.
Personally, no.
What do you consider it?
Is that alcohol? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Drugs and alcohol. Not
two separate things.
Let me search up the definition of a drug to see, because that's what I said. I said just search up the all right, drug definition: a medicine or other substance which has a psychological effect when ingested or otherwise introduced into the body. Do you think that sounds like alcohol?
Yeah.
No. Oh,
a medical thing.
No,
that's what
is it, can you say it again?
What you said.
Oh, I mean, is alcohol a drug? Alcohol is a depressant drug because it slows the function of the central nervous system when it enters the body. Really? You never considered it a drug?
I still don't see it like that.
Really?
So mm-hmm. What do you see it as? Just alcohol?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's when you could really see the influence of society. That sounds so stupid.
Corny.
Corny,
but yeah.
You really do see it.
Mm-hmm.
That
alcohol is like...
separate from drugs. Yeah. I would never do drugs. Oh, alcohol's fine though. That's different, right?
That's what you just said. Weren't you just saying how you would do weed, mm-hmm. but you won't drink alcohol?
Yeah. What? Wait, what? No, I'm just saying that people.
I think you mix it.
Oh, yeah. People say, you know, I would never do drugs, but alcohol is. I like alcohol. It's fine. Because they view it as separate things.
Because everybody does alcohol. Like they drink alcohol.
Yeah, everyone drinks it.
But you. So what you just said, you said I will drink alcohol but I won't do drugs, but yours is the other way around. I'll
do drugs but I won't drink alcohol. I would do drugs, but the one drug I wouldn't do is alcohol and cocaine and meth and you know, that's what I mean.
Okay,
that's really interesting though that you guys don't see it as a drug. It's like its own separate category. Do you think if you drink responsibly, then it's not harmful? Or it's fine if you drink responsibly?
Honestly, I just feel as long as you're not harming anyone or... Yeah. Or, I don't know. It depends, I guess. Like, how a person acts mm-hmm. when they're drinking. Because what if they're very chaotic and, you know, harmful?
Alcohol ruins a lot of things. Like Mark said.
Yes. I was just realizing... So, you know how yesterday was 4th of July?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had this one friend, and he was, like, already drunk, and he was just swaying all over the place, and he was just talking to everybody, and I was just like, oh, my God. Don't get me wrong. He was fun. He was a pleasure to have around, but, like, if he wasn't drunk, it would have been much better.
More enjoyable, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had a lot of events and holidays ruined just because once they start drinking, it just goes downhill. It's like arguments, or there's fighting, there's this, oh, there's that, and it's like, God, you know, it's
so irritating.
Yeah, and it's happened like multiple times, so you think they would learn because it ends so badly.
Yes,
right.
For example, I went to like this birthday party, And so the one in charge, they were drunk. And so the kids, they didn't even break the piñata, or they didn't even cut the cake.
Oh,
that's sad.
I know, just because they're drunk. I was like, oh my God.
That's so sad.
And you would think that they would know better. You know?
But they
it's a,
don't.
It's a children's birthday party. Mm-hmm.
I know, yeah.
Like, why are you going to get drunk?
That drunk, too.
It's, I don't know. It's, just, yeah, it's so annoying.
Yeah, for me, my relatives, they take everything as an opportunity to drink.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh. So, same. If it's like my birthday party, then they'll drink. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just kind of stupid, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, let's say it's my birthday. My parents would be like, oh, yeah, let's have a barbecue. I don't want a barbecue because I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, all my family is going to show up and they're just going to drink. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in my room or inside. So
exactly.
I think it's their celebration for my birthday, even though they're probably not even thinking about me. They're just drinking.
I still think that was unfair.
It is.
I know.
Yeah. Like, when
is.
It was I remember when I was really young, I used to go to this kid's birthday party. And I was like, why are all the adults drinking? Like, it's supposed to be your day.
Oh.
I felt really bad. And just in general, like, when I see a person drink and then they show this, like, different side of them, like, I kind of feel bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you're not actually like this when you're sober, right? And then when they show this side of when they're drunk, I just feel bad because it's not them. It's weird.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's really annoying when people get drunk or get high, and when you talk to them, it's, I don't know if it's jealousy or if I am angry, so I take it out by being like, oh, this is so annoying. But it just really annoys me when you see people either acting high or acting drunk or genuinely being drunk and high. I just find it really annoying when they talk to you because it's like, okay, we get it. And I've always figured, like, tried to see, is that me genuinely being annoyed of how they're acting or just because they took the drug? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? No, I get annoyed when people fake being drunk and high.
They fake it?
Or yeah.
How do they fake it?
I see it happen all the time.
Like, they don't actually drink it, but they act.
They take one shot and all of a sudden they go full out crazy.
They're slurry.
Yeah.
They're dizzy.
Ask me if I guess,
and somebody's drunk.
And you can just tell when someone's just overreacting.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's just so annoying because you can tell that they're doing it solely for the purpose of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's not you. Like, this is...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's, I know what you're
saying. Like, why are you acting?
Yeah.
And it's like, are you acting or are you genuinely this way? Because it
seems
like
you're trying to impress.
Right? Seems like you're trying to impress someone. The one thing we haven't even discussed is vaping.
Oh, vaping.
There's so much on that. Like, we could do an entire episode on vaping. What do you think of it?
First of all.
Do you? Because if I ask what you think of it, I know it's going to be like, it's bad. So let me be a little more specific. Do you think vaping is a better alternative to smoking?
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still bad, but
yeah,
it's still better.
Exactly. But I don't know. With cigarettes, I know when you smoke it, what comes is a black tar, right? Like in your lungs,
yeah,
right?
Apparently because of the ingredients, I think.
Can you get that when you're vaping? A black tar?
Let me search it up.
I don't know.
I just know that vaping is just a little less harmful.
Uh-huh.
And not as effective.
Uh-huh.
But it's still effective, you know?
I know they both have nicotine.
Yeah.
Nicotine in it.
I just realized.
Nicotine.
Wait a minute.
No.
You better cut that part.
But I know they both have.
I was like, why did he stop? Oh my God. I just realized.
I. But I know they both have nicotine. But I thought.
Stop. Okay. Yeah.
I know that they both have nicotine. But I thought, like, nicotine is just an addictive. It's just the
substance?
Addictive part.
Oh.
Addictive part of the two stuff, of the cigarettes and the vaping. So I didn't really think, like, how. Nicotine.
Nicotine.
Nicotine would be bad.
Well, it's, I think it's over, there's overwhelming evidence that it is not a better long-term alternative to cigarettes. But yes, vaping does not contain all the contaminants in tobacco smoke. But it still doesn't mean it's safe. Dude, oh my god. When people vape in school, it's so popular. They're easy to get, aren't they? They are. You could buy one on Amazon, probably.
You know, someone tried to sell it to me.
Really?
Yeah, someone, like, I was surprised that they actually do it. Tried to sell it to me.
How much?
Yeah, how much?
$20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for one.
What flavor was it?
I don't know. Okay. They just said Swarin, a Swarin.
Suarez.
Kayla, you vape? Oh my god, it's so stupid. He was my messenger. It's weird. You know what's weird? When you see, like you said, when you see people that you would never expect to do it, start to do it.
Uh-huh.
I had a friend that I'm close to, and he told me, I vape now, basically. And I was like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, I've tried it a few times. And I was like, why? Or just like, what? I was so surprised because in the past he has told me, yeah, drugs are so stupid. Why would people smoke? Like, he would make fun of vapors. Like, oh my god, there's people really out here vaping and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, yeah, ha, 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 losers. I'm kidding. But yeah, I would be like, yeah, what? Yeah, that's dumb. And then when he told me, yeah, like I vape now, I was like, whoa. It's almost you see them as a completely different person for some reason. Maybe as me being dramatic, but I really did see him as a different person. I was like, what the heck? Because he told me he would never do all that. And it's interesting because he was with another friend group that he hangs out with regularly. Uh-huh. And that friend group vapes. And it just shows how powerful influence is. Mm-hmm. And peer pressure and social pressure,
yeah,
that they managed to slowly get someone that would never vape and made fun of vapes and were actively knew it was stupid to start vaping regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so surprising.
Yeah, because if you think about it, vaping, well, like you said, it's the same as smoking a cigarette. So it's kind of weird to imagine them like actually smoking a cigarette. Because vaping, I guess it's become more normalized.
Yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if I were to see, you know, a friend of mine smoking a cigarette, I'd be like, what? Like,
it'd be so weird.
Exactly. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a friend that I found out was like vaping, and I was like, why are you vaping? There's no reason.
It really
and
isn't.
I know for a fact that he did it just because of, you know, like
peer
the pressure.
Yeah.
Because I know he wouldn't do it if it were up to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't know. That's frustrating.
Did you guys get mad?
Did you guys? Feel
about it? I just felt like my heart dropped. I was like, oh, really? I was so disappointed. Uh-huh. I was so disappointed.
Did that break your trust with him?
A little. Not friendship, but my trust. I did feel a little more like, okay, so he, if you put enough pressure, he's willing to do the things he said he will never do. And then we talked, and I talked to him. I was like, I told him, like, can't you see? You used to say how stupid that was. And do you understand that this is the only reason you're doing this is because of a bad friend group? He was like, no, it wasn't. I wasn't influenced. He said that he could still control it. He knows it's bad and he could still control it. And I was like, so you know it's bad, right? He said, yeah. And you've done it multiple times pretty regularly now. He's like, yeah. Because he said he only did it to try it. So I was like, why are you doing it more than once if you only want to try it? He's like, I'm still in control. And I told him, like, that doesn't sound like you're still in control of the urge to do it.
Maybe it's not the urge, but if other people around him, yeah, and they're doing it, then he feels pressured.
Probably.
To do it. What sucks, though, is just that he doesn't admit it.
Mm-hmm.
That he's actually doing it. Or, like, he uses an excuse.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm able to control it. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what I noticed. It's just an excuse. He didn't admit that he really was not in control.
Uh-huh.
It was just, I am. It's just, I just want to. But I am still in control. I know it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I have some friends that do it, but I never really, like, reacted, you know? It was...
Yeah.
it was kind of, it wasn't surprising, but it wasn't, you know, I don't know how to say it.
That's kind of how it was with my friend. Like, I saw him with it. I didn't tell him anything. I just kind of like rolled my eyes, you know, but he didn't see. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like you said, it wasn't surprising, but I don't know. I kind of expected more.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is that I didn't disapprove of it.
What do you mean?
I mean, they were doing it and I didn't really mind.
Why not?
I don't know. I just...
Were you close with them though?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. Mm. And I didn't really mind. So, I don't know. I don't know why I didn't really care that much.
Probably just because it's normalized. That just shows how normalized it's become. You know, it's a meme that people join the restrooms. You always see it in the restrooms. No one tries to hide it. Yeah. No one tries to hide it anymore. It's so normalized. It's scary how normalized it became and how quickly. If you were to see one of your friends smoke an actual cigarette, it would be so shocking. I'd be like, whoa. See them vape, it's like, oh, okay. Even I could admit to that. As we got so normalized. And that's the danger. You really, to you listening, I hope you really reevaluate your friend group. Because I know they're your friends, but it's really hard. But don't fall into that peer pressure from your friends. Because it's way more powerful than you think. And I know you might believe that you're in control and you're not affected by influence and social pressure and peer pressure. But I'm pretty sure all of us are and have been at one point. It's so slow and gradual that you don't even realize the way you used to think is not the way you think now. So a lot of you guys I know message us telling us, you know, my friends have been all telling me to try it. And, you know, it's so corny because that's, you know, it's corny when you say, yeah, my friends are pressuring me, because you think that doesn't happen. You know how you always see it in those
movies,
the movies and the warnings that if your friend peer pressures you, come on, try it. That's what you imagine. That at least that's what I imagine when when I see someone tell us to try it. But they don't. A lot of people don't upfront tell you to try it. They just do it around you. And you're like, oh yeah, and then eventually you're the one that asks, oh, can I try it? And that's how it gets you. So to everyone that has been messaging us because you feel left out, it's hard. It's way easier said than done, but you really just have to be strong about it. You just don't give up. Just remember why it is that you don't want to do it, because it sucks you in so slowly, you won't even realize you're being influenced.
Okay, what about the, you know, people who are actually being pressured to?
Same thing, right? Well, I would say, if they're really pressuring you to do something that you don't want to do, then get away from them.
Just leave.
Yeah, leave. It's hard. It's so hard because especially if they're your only friends, you have no one else. You're going to feel lonely. You're going to feel this. And if you really do feel like you're in danger or you might do stuff you don't want to do, then you just need to get away from them as quickly as possible.
Yeah, don't do something you're not comfortable with.
And if you already vape and you already Juul, I don't know, honestly. I don't think we can say anything that would change your mind.
Just stay safe, please.
Yes, because until everyone as a society as a whole starts to realize it shouldn't be normal, I don't think there'll be a lot of stopping it. Honestly, there's so much that we could talk about, and we asked you guys to give us different specific things you want us to cover, and there are so many things we didn't even begin to dive into, like parents and expectations and stuff. So we'll definitely do another episode in the future about drugs, because there's just way too much to cover, and this episode is already about an hour long, so we should end it here. Announcement time. We have a few cool announcements. You know, thank you guys for all the support and all the new listeners lately. I know there's a lot of new listeners that are hearing us for the first time. So if you got to the end of this episode, thank you for your support. And we hope we didn't bore you. We have a Patreon now to try to cover the cost of recording this podcast. Because, surprise, it cost in a year, it cost $806 to make this podcast and keep everything running, which is surprising because I never knew it was that much. And so far, the money we've made has been from our merch that you could buy at teenagetherapy.com, and we've made $416. So we have 6 months covered. Donations on Patreon to help us cover the costs The monthly cost of running would be really appreciated. Honestly, you could donate $1. If everyone that listened to this episode donated $1, we would have enough to like cover everything. So if you have an extra dollar, you could support us at patreon.com/teenagertherapy. What else is there in the announcements? Oh yeah, we're working on getting sponsors, and we have so far a few deals that hopefully go through, and we're really excited because we really do value your trust that you have in us, and we don't want to sponsor things that you guys aren't interested in or things that you've heard of a million times before, like Audible or Squarespace and all that. We want to get sponsored by companies and brands that we think are genuinely useful and we think you'll actually want to find out more about. So hopefully we could get you guys some discount codes and you guys could support us get that coin. So what else is there? You guys have any announcements?
No.
No? Okay.
AP scores.
AP scores. Yeah. Let us know what you got on your AP scores. That's fun. If you took that test, we still have the episode of us before the test. It'll be funny to look back and see how worried we were. And now we're in the future and we got our scores. If you ever want to play with me on the PS4, special announcement. If you ever want to play with me and you have a PS4, add me on there. My username is GaelAtor_. So the same as my Instagram, but with an underscore. So, you know, if anyone listening wants to play and do a virtual meetup, you already know. Besides that, thank you for listening and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.